Morning everyone, it's Tom from Tomelier here for your fortnightly look into the world of wine. Welcome along to September. I hope you're well, hope you had a great summer and raring to go for an awesome autumn. Now I'm going to talk to you today about the world's most planted red grape variety, and that is Cabernet Sauvignon. Why Cabernet Sauvignon? Well, last week was one of my favourite days, and that was International Cabernet Sauvignon Day. As I said, Cabernet Sauvignon is the world's most planted red grape, and it's grown in a variety of different climates and different areas throughout the world, from up in Canada to Lebanon, down to Australia, all throughout South America as well. But its real home is Bordeaux in France, where it's normally blended in with Merlot. It's often used as a blended grape in other parts of the world as well. So Tuscany, they quite often make wines in the Bordeaux style, maybe with some indigenous grapes such as Sangiovese. They quite often find it in blends as well in South Africa and Argentina, where it can be blended with Malbecs to create a real sort of interesting different style blend coming out of that country. But it is just single varietal Cabernet Sauvignon I'm going to talk to you about today. And by that, I mean a wine that is made with just the Cabernet Sauvignon grape. So what I've done is I've gone to supermarkets and I have picked out three of my favourite Cabernet Sauvignons at different price points. So the first thing we should mention about is Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, as a grape, it's quite thick-skinned. Now, that means that when it turns it into wine, it's going to have three things. It's going to have an abundance of flavour, an abundance of colours, so you can get that real dark inkiness in the glass. But given those skins and that thickness of them, you're also going to get some tan in your wine. So Cabernet Sauvignon is naturally a tannic wine. That means it's a lot more suited to having with food. So bear that in mind when we talk about these wines coming up. So first of all, I'm going to go to Tesco's, and for £14, I'm going to pick up the brilliant Carmen Grand Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon. Now this is an absolute steal at £14. Last year, it won a highly sought after and highly regarded Decanter Platinum Medal and was given a whopping 97 points. That kind of level of quality and level of respect and awards is normally only associated with real top end and top quality wine. So for £14, you do get a lot of wine for your money. Carmen is Chile's oldest winery. And as we mentioned, we're getting a lot of winemaking techniques. So it's a small single vineyard plot in the prestigious Maipo Valley. The grapes are all picked by hand. There's a lot of care and love shown to the grapes in the winery. The wine is aged in French oak for about 14 months. And the result is a wine that's really sort of deep and intense and rich in colour. Quite aromatic as well. And you're picking up that real classical flavours that you associate with Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a blackcurrant, blackberry, and then you get those notey flavours coming through as well. So a touch of sort of licorice and a real smooth cedary note. It does exhibit some high tannins in though. Those tannins are that texture on your lips that sort of give you that drying sensation. Brilliant with some meat, but also a great way to show that the wine will age. And this is definitely a wine that if you're wanting to treat yourself, pick up now for £14. Leave it in your cellar for a couple of years, and that will gently age and become a little bit more graceful, and those tannins will become more subtle and gentle. So that is a Carmen Grand Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon, available from Tesco for £14. My second wine is one I'm going to be trying today. It comes from Majestic, and it's a Jim Barry Cover Drive, and that's available from £10.99. Jim Barry is another top-notch winery. It's an Australian winery based in Clare Valley, and it was awarded Australia's Winery of the Year this year. So again, a really good producer to look to if you're looking at some decent Cabernet Sauvignon. This wine we've got for you is a blend of grapes from Coonawarra Valley, which is a bit further west, and Clare Valley as well. Now, if you're a cricket fan, this name might appeal to you. It's called Cover Drive for a reason, and that's because the vineyard in Clare Valley, where the grapes come from, was an old cricket pitch. And when it was planted up with vines, they gave a bit of respect and didn't actually plant on the pitch. So in the middle of this vineyard, there is a bit of an open space where the original cricket pitch used to be. So you might have heard me pouring a glass there, and let's have a good old try of this one. So a really pronounced nose. Lots of blackcurrant coming through. And something that's quite typical in Australian Cabernet Sauvignon is a menthol eucalyptus vegetative note, which is there. The fruits are slightly jammy, almost like a fruit jam. There's some more subtle red fruit flavours. So it's not just blackcurrant, and lots of cherry as well. And the tannins in this one are a little bit more supple than they are in that Chilean wine. So it's definitely a wine that can be drunk now. I wouldn't be averse to having just a glass of this on its own. I don't think necessarily it needs some meat to carry this one through. So that's the Jim Berry Cover Drive, $10.99 from Majestic. Delicious. Now my third and final wine for you tonight is my midweek bargain, and that is the Morrison's Best Ever Cabernet Sauvignon, which is currently on offer for £5.50, down from £7.25. Now on this show, we've previously mentioned what we think of Morrison's wine and their brilliant value that they do offer, in particularly their best of range. You can find great wines from throughout the world for sort of below £7-8 quite regularly. Makes a really good wallet-friendly wine, which you don't mind opening midweek. So there's this Cabernet Sauvignon we're trying today. It's South African, and it comes from a vineyard in the Western Cape. Now, it is the most fruity of the wines that we've tried tonight, and that's sort of reflective of that price it sits at. It is an approachable style of Cabernet Sauvignon, so it's a bit more plummy rather than the blackcurrant flavours in the previous two. But it also has a lovely sort of smoky barbecue note going through there, sort of a bit of almost scorched earth, which I think is a real reminiscence of sitting outside in South Africa, your barbecue going. Lots of bramble flavours in there. The great thing about this wine as well, for £5.50, you're getting a fair trade wine. So if you're thinking about sustainability and your social responsibilities, this is a wine that gives back to the community as well as offering a great value wine to drink. So that's the Morrison's Best Cabernet Sauvignon on offer, down to £5.50 this week. So that's a little bit about Cabernet Sauvignon for you. I hope you've enjoyed that. If you want to know more about wine, please get in touch. Check us out on our social media handles. Tomelier, which is T-O-M-E-L-I-E-R. Check out our website where you'll be able to find a recording of this if you want to catch up. Tomelier.co.uk. And don't forget, if you do want to do a tasting with us, please get in touch. We're now open for virtual and tastings in person. And you can do that via our website and our social media as well. Have a brilliant week. And Matt will be back in a couple of weeks for another look into the world of wine. Take care. Bye.